You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control, which makes life simple. It gives you a few names that you can bet on, and hopefully those names work out in your favor. This is Stock Picks of the Day. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to Dinesh Rohira of Finance.com, that is numeral5nance.com, and this is a list of top three stocks which could give 2 to 6% return in the next 1 month. Let's run through that list of stocks very quickly. Power Finance Corporation has a buy call. Last trading price of 134 rupees, target 140 rupees, 140, stop loss 125 rupees for an upside of 4%. Coal India Limited with a buy call as well. Last trading price 265 rupees. Target 280 rupees, 280. Stop loss 255 rupees for an upside of 6%. And finally, Aurobindo Pharma with a sell call. Last trading price of 619 rupees 80 paise. Target 605 rupees. Stop loss 645 rupees for downside of 2%. We'll return to why Dinesh thinks those are attractive buy and sell calls over the course of today and in the short term. But let's also first find out what he has to say about the recent trends on the Lal Street. The Indian equity market traded in a volatile range with a negative bias on a week-to-week basis. The index closed with losses of 0.4% for the week ended the 7th of June. The downgrade in commercial papers of DHFL to default category by CRISIL and ICRA led to a sell-off across the NBFC and HCF companies and continued to hurt the sentiment on the Lal Street. Despite a 25 basis points cut in repo rate at 5.75% by the RBI during June MPC meeting, with a change in policy to accommodative stance, it failed to lift the sentiment with no clear action to address the distressed NBFC sector. The momentum indicator continued to signal positive divergence, with weekly RSI at 63-odd levels and MACD trading above its signal line on a weekly scale. The weekly resistance for the index is now seen at 12,021-odd levels, while support is placed at 11,830 to 11,704 levels. With a series of credit rating downgrades for companies like DHFL and Eros International, the likelihood of similar actions for troubled companies is likely to have a negative impact on sentiment in short-term basis. The advice from Finance.com is for investors to remain selective on long position with positive price momentum and any weaknesses at a higher level to be used for booking profit. They also maintain a range-bound level at 12,000 levels on the upside and 11,704 levels on the downside. Returning to those stocks that could give 2 to 6% return in the next 1 month, we start things off with Power Finance Corporation, which has a buy call. Power Finance Corporation continued to trade in a positive trajectory for the past 4 consecutive weeks, despite a weak market breadth to form higher highs in recent sessions and made 2 new 52-week highs on the daily scale. And well, actually more than new, made 52-week highs newly on the daily scale. The scrip also managed to move upward from the resistance of 20 days moving average level placed at 120-odd levels on a weekly basis, with a surge in volume during the same period, and a strong support zone is seen at 110-odd levels. The scrip formed a candlestick pattern on the weekly price chart for the fourth period, which indicates massive buying interest across different levels and formed a bullish pattern on the daily price chart. The momentum indicator also outlined a positive divergence in price, with weekly RSI at 69-odd levels, coupled with MACD, making a bullish crossover to trade above its signal line. So that's Power Finance Corporation with a buy call. Next up, Coal India Limited with a buy call as well. Coal India continued to trade in a positive trajectory on its long-term price chart to form higher highs and higher lows, and also managed to move upward from its previous swing high of 258 on a closing basis, which indicates a strong trend for the scrip. The scrip also witnessed a breakout from its 200 days moving average placed at 249-odd levels and currently holds strong support zone at 225 to 230-odd levels after making a healthy correction from the previous swing high. The buying regime helped the scrip to form a long bullish candlestick pattern on the weekly price chart for 2 consecutive sessions, coupled with strong bullish candlestick pattern on a daily price chart, indicating buying interest at the current level. The momentum indicator also outlined a positive divergence in price, with weekly RSI at 63-odd levels, coupled with MACD managing to trade above its signal line on a daily scale. That's Coal India with a buy call. And finally, we have Aurobindo Pharma with a sell call. Aurobindo Pharma continued to trade in negative trajectory for an extended period from a higher price band for almost a month and subsequently slipped from its crucial support of 650-odd levels in the current session. With six consecutive weeks of negative trade, the script now trades below all the moving averages as it recently slipped from 20 days moving average placed at 688 levels on a closing basis. The script formed a long bearish candlestick pattern on both weekly and daily price charts, which indicates persistent selling pressure from higher level. We also know that there are recent troubles in Aurobindo Pharma. Aceto Pharmaceuticals has decided to sue Aurobindo Pharma, and of course, the lawsuit that has been filed by Connecticut and then 44 other states about anti-competitive practices by several Indian pharmaceutical companies, including Aurobindo Pharma. These have all obviously not been good pieces of news for Aurobindo Pharma. The script has formed a long bearish candlestick pattern on both weekly and daily price charts, which indicates, like I said earlier, persistent selling pressure from higher level. The momentum indicator continued to outline a weak trend with RSI at 33-odd levels, coupled with MACD making a bearish crossover in recent sessions to trade below its signal line. So that's Aurobindo Pharma, because of all of these reasons, with a sell call. One last time those names: Power Finance Corporation, LTP 134, target 140, stop loss 125, upside of 4%. Coal India with a buy call, last trading price 265 rupees, 265, target 280, 280, stop loss 255, upside of 6%. And finally, Aurobindo Pharma with a sell call, last trading price of 619 rupees 80 paise, target 605 rupees, stop loss 645 rupees for a downside of 2%. Well, it's been a fairly detailed list of stocks and the reasons for why you need to buy or sell them, so I'm not going to go on more. But I will remind you that there are two more podcasts following coming your way during the course of the day. There's one, of course, which recaps the entire world for you in about 20-25 minutes. That's Stories of the Day. And there's a Digging Deeper and Setting Sail and several other podcasts during the course of the day and the week. In the meanwhile, do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. We love looking forward to hearing what you have to say. And until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.